Julia Alvarez. Website. vivavictoria.ca/candidates/Julia-Alvarez. Twitter. @YesLoveAVictoria. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? I am part of the team of candidates that share the Viva Victoria platform, but also have my own primary initiatives. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I live in Saanich and have lived in the Greater Victoria District for over 4 years. However, close enough to downtown where my family and I are very active. My connection to this community is I serve on the VCPAC, Victoria Confederation of Parent Advisory Council, for District 61. What is your occupation, and for how long? Currently work for Canada Post as a mail carrier for over 7 years, previously owner, operator of a 5-ton truck. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. Participating in PAC meetings. Supporting to keep the music program that was under threat of severe cuts. To my teenager's embarrassment, I pick up garbage on our walks. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am running for council because I am a concerned citizen and care about local sustainability. Much more can be done to resist top-down governance and multinational conglomerates that overshadow our local businesses and issues. I've watched the deterioration of our beautiful city and no longer find it very appealing to show off to my visiting friends and family from the east. I was definitely not happy to have another big box store open up just 5 kilometers apart from the other identical big box store. Mainly, I want to contribute to make a significant difference. What are your top 3 issues? My top 3 issues are affordable housing, efficient transportation, and food security. We all need a sense of purpose. Let's contribute to building tiny houses, cooperatives, and community garden projects. Dirt is healing and partaking in personal and living growth as wellness therapy. It's about time to have a train, LRT, to ease the congestion on our roads. We are overdue. The exponential growth of the entire island warrants it. We need to improve commuter transportation regardless of where one lives. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? A turn back to the thriving small town feel with happy people is how I envision my community. A highly reduced crime rate without excessive surveillance. A mosaic of innovative buildings mixed in with our characteristic heritage homes and sites. Victoria will enjoy a sustained local commercial and residential community. High resident participation in our local democracy will be the envy of the world because Victorians took the reins of power back and came forth to responsibly govern our own city. Our elderly and children will be among the healthiest in the world thanks to our focus on local food growing practices. Our Indigenous residents will be leaders in our public and business communities. Peace and love will not be just a hippie cliche. What's one big idea you have for your community? The one big idea is what I am currently working on as I canvass my community and fellow residents. I am compiling a collection of ideas to help tackle homelessness and drug users that have varying degrees of moderate to extreme addictions. Knowing that when it comes to individuals, there's not a one-size-fits-all solution. We need to face this from many directions and angles by addressing mental health needs and applying the rule of law. We don't allow stray dogs to sleep on the sidewalks or public parks. How is it okay to leave our fellow human beings in this situation?